Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Good morning to all of you that are up bright and early with us. We understand that some of you do listen a little bit later in the day or in the week on the podcast. And what we try to do is because we just try to keep everything current and relevant. Now, sometimes we'll preview a baseball game and it will start at noon. And so if you don't catch the podcast till later in the day, all right, well, that's kind of been already the shelf life is over. If you listened yesterday, you probably skipped the part where we interviewed a guy from Detroit about Stanley Johnson in the 9 o'clock hour because he never officially turned out to be a Milwaukee Buck. As the trade we thought was going to go down, Thon Maker for Stanley Johnson with the Pistons, turned into a three-team deal where in all of that, Thon still goes to Detroit, Stanley Johnson goes to New Orleans, and it's Nikola Mirotic that actually comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. Chuck, yesterday we were talking about wishful thinking, how that would be the one guy we'd like maybe after all was said and done. But, oh, if they moved on in that deal, what asset do they have to get Mirotic? The trade was never officially announced by the Bucks, so some people were starting to get a little suspicious. And then it did the news right before noon yesterday that, well, the reason why is because this two-team deal is going to be a three-team deal, and the Bucks have somebody that I think Bucks fans, and I know you and I have wanted for a while.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned that to you yesterday. You got a little excited, and you said, oh, we've been wanting him for 2 years here. I've really
like
wanted
a
him.
Puppy.
Yeah, I've been wanting him for the last week or so. I mean, let's face it, this guy fits perfectly in the Bud system. But if you look at the move, okay, would you have made this move a couple of years ago? Okay, if take Thon out of the picture. Thon was, what, the 10th pick in the first round? If you had to give a first-round pick, the 10th pick, a lottery pick, you had to give up the 10th pick in the draft and 4 second-rounders, and then you throw in a player. Would you have done that for Mirotic at the time when he's with the Bulls?
Well, when you put it that way.
No, I know, exactly. When you look at it that way. I mean, I think this trade is great. But when you look at it, well, you know, Thon Maker, that pick didn't turn out so well. That first-round pick didn't turn out so well. But at the time, if you would have said, hey, 4 second-rounders and a first-round pick from Mirotic to the Bulls, I mean, fans have been just upset to no end. But, the way that Thon turned out, it turned out this in giving away those second-round picks and all that, I think everybody pretty much is on board. I haven't seen really too much negativity about this. It's a great move for the Bucks. It is. He's going to fit in perfectly here, hopefully, fingers crossed. But, they gave up some picks for him. But, they're all, as we like to say in sports, they're all in. They are definitely all in on this season.
Mirotic was drafted number 23 in the 2011 NBA draft, 6'10". His career averages 12.3 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, 1.3 assists per game. This year, has missed some time with injury. I think this latest injury they're calling a quad is more of a we're probably going to trade him, let's not play him injury. I don't know when he'll play again. I don't expect him to play tomorrow. His first game, though, could be Monday against the Bulls. I don't think he's like that hurt.
Well,
is what I'm saying.
Here's the deal. He can't play anyway until all the players have cleared their physicals, which, I mean, that could happen later on this afternoon. It's an unknown if Mirotic is going to play tonight. And, if this, like you said, it could be one of those, oh, he's got a quad injury. but then all of a sudden...
Oh, right. They play tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. He's got a quad injury, but then you watch him play tonight or tomorrow night, and you're like, wow, got a quad injury. He looks fine out there. So they were probably just probably keeping him on the shelf healthy until they were going to move him, just like they were doing with Thon. The Bucks were not going to play Thon at all because they knew they were going to try to move him this week, and you can't trade, obviously, damaged goods if he got hurt. So, but Miritich passed his physical, and those other guys passed theirs. Maybe. Who knows? We could see him in Dallas tonight.
Miritich averaging this season career highs in points, 16.7, and rebounds, 8.3, while shooting 44% from the field and 36% from three. And if you look at his heat chart, where a lot of his shots come from, it's from right in the paint, and then it's from beyond three.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Bucks heat chart, their shots come from right in the paint and then for three. So he should fit in just perfectly. Gives another guy that can stretch and clear up some room for Giannis. We should also mention Jason Smith. Those of you that bought Jason Smith jerseys.
He looked great in a suit. You'd have to buy a suit. Right? Because the guy never wore it. Did he ever have a jersey?
I think he did get in a couple of times.
Okay.
Some late garbage time.
Because most of the time I remember him wearing the suit. I mean, it looks great, tall guy in a suit, but that's about it.
I think on his basketball card there should be a couple of stats. I'm not sure if he ever scored. We could look at that, but I'm pretty sure
48
at least
long.
Some stats.
48 long, 36 waist. I think that's what they have met.
What are you?
Me? 36 waist, 46 long. You?
I think I'm 42... What's R?
Regular.
So I'm 42 regular.
Okay.
36 waist.
So you and I got the same waist. See, sometimes, though, you might try a 42 regular or me a 46 long, and one brand might fit you perfectly like a glove.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you may have to go down or up.
But I'm a 30 length.
30 length. Okay, I'm 34.
36, 30 is hard to find, dude. I always got to get it tailored.
Oh, it's the suck. I mean, same with me. 30, between 36 and 38, 34, and it's tough because it's just, yeah. You can never find 38, 34s. 36, 34s once in a while, but it's just, I don't know.
I got a guy, though, Oleg in Shorewood.
Oh, personal tailor?
Yeah, I got a guy.
Okay. He does the jeans, too, or just the sport coats?
I've only done sport coats, but okay. He'll do whatever I need.
Okay.
Oleg, yeah. Give him a look up.
From the old school? From old country?
I think so.
Okay.
He ain't from the new country.
No, it doesn't sound like he was. He's from here.
No. 414-799-1250.
And those old school guys are the best tailors.
Oh, yeah.
Give me one of those old guys who've got the tape measure around their necks. Boom, yep. Boom, boom. They'll mark up your jacket, and they'll have you done in no time.
Tim in Fredonia. Timmy, what's up?
Chucking the safety pin in their mouth, when they're walking through the store because they're going to pin you. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, exactly. I don't want... Okay, nothing against millennials this time, but give me one of those old guys about 75 who've just,
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want no kid tailor in my suit.
Those old guys are the best.
I need a guy who's 6 months away from being 6 feet under.
He's two sundowns shy of 100 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, guy's been circling the drain for 10 years. That's the guy you want.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I know, he's bad, eh? God, dude. Well, go to 32s, though. Try some 32s once. Your 32s are a little shorter. It might work for you in length. That's all I'm saying. So,
no, 32 is too long. I step on them.
Okay, all right. Guys, why not the Bucks? I mean, they're going for it now with this trade. I wish he would have had one more year on his contract. I think he's at like 12 or 12 and a half million, but maybe Horace did it for all I'm saying, because he's going to be able to keep everybody next year. I mean, Chris Middleton's not worth $30 million a year. So I don't know what you do here in the fact of re-signing people, but for this year, guys, they are going for it. And you're right, Horace. He fits his team perfectly. And not only does he have to be wide open, I saw a lot of his highlights, and he's covered a lot. I mean, he'll take that one step back and just drop that three. So for what the Bucks do and what they had to give up, I would take this trade all day long. And, guys, if the jury was out on John Horst, I'll tell you what, seems so far to see to know what he's doing. I just want to know your guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah, here's absolutely.
One of these Fridays, I'm going to keep mentioning it. There's one of these Fridays that you guys say, "Well, I got to go babysit. Or I got a haircut."
Well, today I got a doctor appointment.
Today today I've got to get a little nap in because I've got my golf simulator league tonight.
It's not until later in the afternoon, but I don't. Yeah. I think I have to be sober at it.
You guys
got more than ever. You guys got a lot of excuses, but that, I've never seen anybody turn down beers.
Hey, when you get up at 4 a.m. in the morning, man, there's you'd be surprised.
What about next Friday?
If we're 10 to 2 or 2 to 6 guys, man, we're all in.
Next Friday?
Next Friday is fine. I had an appointment at Scooters.
Oh, you know what? I'm off next Friday.
Yeah, I noticed you're off Thursday and Friday next week. You're the first guy to take vacation this year.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
you guys have a good week.
We'll figure it out, Tim.
Don't have any problem with it. It's like, you know, if you want to take a vacation, take vacation.
Well, I wouldn't call it a vacation. It's
it's like if you take vacation here and this radio station, it's somehow it's like, oh, what? You're taking off?
I'll do something Wednesday, so it's going to seem like I get suspended. How about that? I'll be like all controversial and extra whiny on Wednesday, and then people will think I got suspended.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'll do that. No, we're watching our niece and nephew.
Oh, so you're taking off too?
Yeah.
To help your wife?
Well, I mean, we are watching. I'm not just going to make her do it.
Oh, okay.
But we've got like activities and stuff.
Oh, okay. Bunch of stuff. One of those deals. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the Miritich thing. I hear people, a lot of people say, well, he's a rental and his contract expires at the end of the season. Okay. If he's that good of a fit with the Bucks, okay. If he's a perfect guy for a situation the Bucks have, and you just mentioned the hot spots right there. Why does he got to be just a rental? Why can't you think about re-signing the guy if he's that good a fit? You know, this whole idea of, oh, he's just a rental for this year. Well, I mean, so he's not going to work out for – you couldn't keep him around for next year if you got a guy like that who fits in? I don't understand that part.
Well, are you going to be able to afford him next year? You've got four other guys you need to sign. Well, Miritich is not the priority.
I'm just saying, if he – you do, but if he's a fit on your team, why wouldn't you? I mean, let's see how he fits, but I don't automatically count him as a rental. It's like when, you know, the Brewers get somebody.
Let's look at him like the Bucks version of Moustakas.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And it's like automatically he's a rental, and I'm like, really? He's automatically a rental? I want to Moose around here for longer than a rental. And I love Miritich, but, I mean, Jesus. I mean, if the guy fits in with the Bucks, let's reconsider the rental thing.
So also in this deal, and I don't think anyone cares. I really don't. I thought people might, but they don't seem to. 4 second-round picks they're giving up.
I mean, I don't think that draft picks in the NBA are nowhere near as valued as they are in the NFL. If you gave away 2 second-round picks in an NFL trade, people would be going, what? What are you doing? But in the NBA, does it really matter? I mean, throwing away, you're throwing away 4 second-round picks for a rental, and nobody bats an eye about that, which I'm fine with.
Recent second-round picks include, well, Sandarius Thornwell, but that was in a trade for Sterling Brown. Malcolm Brogdon, a second-round pick in 2016. You can get guys in the second round.
Sure, but more often than not, look at all the failures in the second round.
Sure.
Look at all the failures in the first round, too. Of course you could. I mean, you can get an undrafted guy, too.
People at first I saw were like, 4 second-round picks? Well, let's wait. Some of those could be from Detroit. Yeah. And then we're like, no, they're all from the Bucks. And everyone's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Bucks.
I thought I saw you tweet, they can have 50 second-round picks.
I mean, that's why. Yeah, because I'm a Miritich guy. I loved him.
I saw the news and I put, take 4 more.
Yeah.
So I was willing to give 8. You're rather going to give 50.
50. And, of course, I made the mistake of looking at one of my notifications, and a guy immediately, you know, told me I was drunk, okay?
Oh.
So, okay. But I love Miritich even, you know, from when I set eyes on him when he was drafted by the Bulls. I was like, man, I love this guy. And we saw him in the playoffs, you know, a few years ago against the Bucks. There is nothing to hate about this move at all, man, except for the fact that I want this guy around more than just the rest of the season.
We'll have more on this move, and Tim asked us a question regarding John Horst. Want to look at that, too, in just a second. And I got a fun little tiny game to play with you. because the way that the Bucks bench is now, I mean, the starting lineup, we can talk about the starting lineup, but their bench, George Hill, Tony Snell, Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, Nikola Mirotic. I mean, is that not better than some of the starting lineups they've had over the last 20 years?
Oh, yeah, but the Bucks have been horrible in the last 20 years.
So we'll do a little memory lane coming up here momentarily. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. You do want to look ahead to next Thursday, as that's just 6 days away, Valentine's Day. Here's the thing with Valentine's Day. We always kind of put it off. I was talking about these Sherry's Berries yesterday, and we already had some, and my wife and I ate them, and we got the flowers in the house, and so I was thinking, okay, well, that's good. But she heard me talking about this yesterday, and she texted me, I want more berries. And I said, okay, for sure. And I completely forgot about it. It exited my brain until just now when I'm reading this to you. So that's kind of what happens on Valentine's Day. It's one of those things where you could tattoo on your arm, don't forget Valentine's Day, and somehow it wipes away right after you're done tattooing it. You can't forget about it. It's just 6 days away. So make sure you do this today at some point. Get this gift for your wife, Sherry's Berries. And I would go with this because the berries and the flowers, that's where you want to go. That's a time-tested gift. I've been doing this for years now, and obviously she loves it. She just requested it again. The berries come thick, juicy, dipped in the milk, dark white chocolate. There's sprinkles on it or toppings or the nuts, and it's very good. They're very fresh, always tasty, and again, 100% guarantee regarding the freshness. They will ship anywhere, so if you're not close to your love this Valentine's Day, they do ship all over the country. Valentine's Day is Thursday. Today is Friday. That's 6 days away. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams, and you can do it at the price of your dreams because it starts at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make Valentine's Day really special at a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler at checkout, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler, and order today. I'm about ready to send some berries over to John Horst or a fruit basket or something. The show can send him some berries the way that he's putting this team together. We'll take a look at that. Then Nikola Mirotic trade. More of your reaction, 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Giannis stealing the show at the All-Star Draft last night on TNT. We'll have highlights from that coming up, including how they made pretty much light of the most awkward situation in the NBA right now. We'll hear from Giannis and LeBron in about 15 minutes. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Talking the Nikola Mirotic trade, as the Bucks make a move, I wouldn't say it's a response to the Sixers move, the Sixers getting Tobias Harris, and they also traded Markelle Fultz yesterday.
Yeah, maybe one of the
number one pick.
One of the worst overall number one picks ever. Well, there's a lot of those kind of guys, but he falls in that category.
Now
he falls in that territory.
Yeah, he was not playing.
Yeah.
And he was one of the reasons why you look at that bench with the Sixers and think, wow, that's not that good. But they get Jonathan Simmons, who I like for a bench option. I like him from the Magic. So
yeah.
Sixers get a little better again yesterday. Celtics don't do anything. And then the Raptors get Marcus Gasol.
Yeah, they give a Valanciunas. Okay, I'm not a big Valanciunas guy. I think the Raptors got better. I mean, that's a terrific front line with getting Gasol. He's a good team player, too. He's a good locker room guy. Yeah, that's Toronto won that move, I thought, too.
I saw some reaction yesterday, and Horvat and I were doing a Facebook Live yesterday, too. We called you during that. You didn't pick up.
Well, you know, I saw afterwards that you called. He should have left me a voicemail.
Oh.
Sometimes, like, I'll get a call. My missed calls don't show up until later on. But, I mean, if I get a voicemail, I mean, leave a voicemail. Anybody ever calls? I mean, you've never had to call me, but because you and
I've
I just text.
You
have? Have we ever talked on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, I just thought we've always text, which I don't. I mean, you know, that's today's world, texting.
No, the last time I called you, you picked up and you went, "What?"
Oh, I did. When was that?
It was within the last 3 months.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. I don't remember even talking on the phone the last 3 months. But yeah, just, I mean, if he should have texted me, I would have saw it right away.
Yeah, voicemails are dead.
Yeah.
You don't leave a voicemail. If you get the voicemail, you hang up, well, and then you send a text.
But see, I would have got an alert on my phone that he would at least call, but I didn't see the missed call at all. So.
Well, we were doing a Facebook Live, and there was a reaction about Marc Gasol to the Raptors, and people were saying, he was better 4 years ago, and he's washed up, and he's old. But if he would have got traded to the Bucks yesterday, it would have been, this is great. Mm-hmm. Marcus, what a move.
Yeah.
You know, but because it goes to your rival and one of the teams you're fighting for, you downplay it a little bit.
What if he had fit into the Bucks offense, though? I think just Mirotić was the guy. I like Marc Gasol, but Mirotić was the fit.
Oh, yeah, for Milwaukee, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you told me you have a chance at Gasol, I mean, they're both terrific players, but the fit for Milwaukee is Mirotić.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's who we wanted. That's who they got. Kyle tweets in, guys, the Bucks had a plethora of those second rounders they'd been collecting over recent years. They played with those house picks, so to say, since they wouldn't have had them anyway. Love the trade and return for those picks. Hashtag fear the deer. Hashtag shooters for days.
Yeah. I mean, this is all in right here. When have we been able to ever say that about the Milwaukee Bucks? All right, on trading deadline day, where they're all in like that, and they have been all season, you know, by the moves they've made. Yeah, I think this is it.
So here's everything.
This is it.
Here's everything that John Horst has done so far in his tenure. He traded for Eric Bledsoe. He fired Jason Kidd and hired Mike Budenholzer. He drafted DJ Wilson, acquired Sterling Brown, drafted Dante DiVincenzo. He signed Pat Connaughton. He signed Ersan. He signed Brooke Lopez. He traded for George Hill. He traded for Nikola Mirotić. And in that process, he was able to shed Delly's and Henson's basically immovable contracts. John Horst, I think that, you know, if we did a game like who in the NBA do we know their GM, we might get half.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody from any other market's letting us know who John Horst is.
No.
Very anonymous.
Well, including Buck fan.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Pfizer Forum. Bart, do what you did. Let's send somebody out, or you want to go out tomorrow night, walk around the corridors there at Pfizer Forum like you did for at a Brewer game for Name the Badger football coach a couple of years ago. And what, you hit about 25% on that, maybe? 25% got the football coach, Christ?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Okay.
And you've brought it up 40 times since.
Yes, well, because that's odd. I guess not surprising, but odd. You know, the guy's got a top 10 football program at the time, and nobody could name the football coach. So same thing with the Bucks. GM of the Bucks, best team in the league. And I bet if you walked around Pfizer Forum, you'd say, hey, who's the GM of the Bucks? You might even get some people think it's Bud.
Yeah, Bud or
Lazary.
No. Alex Lazary.
Yeah.
I see Alex Lazary talking a lot about the moves.
What's that guy? No, I mean, like for the Brewers.
Isn't it that guy that goes, one call, that's no. all.
He's more visible than John Horst is. And we're efforting John Horst to come on our show. Hopefully we'll hear back from the Milwaukee Brewers, or the Milwaukee Bucks very soon here. Efforting John Horst to come on our show. We'll see how that works out.
I don't like when people say that.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're trying to get
efforting John Horst.
We are efforting. That's how we're gonna. That's how we always.
So then, if we don't have him on, we look stupid.
Well, you know what? We put the call out there. If we don't get him, you know, not our fault.
Let's just say we're efforting Brett Favre too today.
Well, we're not. You know, that's not.
We're efforting.
It would be kind of cool to get Brett Favre for a one-hour show on every week on our, you know, Chuck Bart and Brett Favre.
Yeah, no, I would like that.
Yeah.
I would like that quite a bit. We're efforting that, too.
Yeah.
We're efforting that. Hey, so the Bucks bench.
Fridays with Favre.
Oh, I love the idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you the Bucks bench and then match it up to a starting lineup.
I wish I was the first one to come up with that idea, though.
That the Bucks have had over the last few years. So the Bucks bench, again, is as follows.
Okay.
George Hill, Tony Snell, Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, Nikola Mirotić. That's your second unit. Hill, Snell, Sterling, DJ, and Nico. Would you rather have that or the starting lineup from 2003, 2004. TJ Ford, Michael Redd, Keith Van Horn, Joe Smith, and Brian Skinner.
You know, one time, some of those guys weren't bad. I mean, Joe Smith was an overall number one pick. Give me those other guys. TJ Ford should have been better than he was out of Texas.
Ford, Redd, Van Horn, Smith, and Skinner, or Hill, yeah. Snell, Sterling, DJ, and Nico.
Some of those guys, I mean, Redd was just coming into his own, okay? Was just turning the corner there. Van Horn was past his prime. TJ Ford, you know, he got hurt. He had the injury thing, and he just never developed. And, you know, I'd take this current cast right here.
The bench. You take this year's bench over the starters from 2003.
God, how do we ever expect that team to win back in 2000? Was it 2003 or 2000? Was it 03-04?
That was the start of the 03-04 season.
Okay.
That was the opening night lineup. TJ Ford, Michael Redd, Keith Van Horn, Joe Smith, Brian Skinner.
Look how different that lineup was compared to the way the end of the season in 2001 with, you know, the Eastern Conference final lineup. And then two or three years later, this is what they throw out there?
Yeah. Well, you went from Cassell, Ray, and Big Dog to Ford, Redd, and Keith Van Horn.
Brian Skinner.
How about the starting lineup in 2008-2009 when Bucks fans packed the Bradley Center for the first night of the regular season? This was the starting five. Luke Ridenour, Charlie Bell, Richard Jefferson, Luke Baumute, and Andrew Bogut. Would you rather have this year's bench of Hill, Snell, Sterling, DJ, and Nico, or Ridenour, Chuck Bell, Dick Jefferson, Luke Baumute, Andrew Bogut?
That's not that bad of a starting lineup.
What?
I mean, that's not that bad. I mean, Andrew Bogut, I think you're selling him.
I am.
Yeah, you're selling him short a little bit. I think he's that lineup isn't bad. Jefferson was pretty good. I still have my Bucks Richard Jefferson jersey they gave away one night. That lineup is better than the one from 2004. Yeah. And today's starting five off the bench. Give me that one again.
Your five off the bench right now
Miritich.
Is George Hill, Tony Snell, Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, and Nico.
Yeah, that's they're pretty comparable right there.
Those years in the after 2001 till about Giannis's first year. Giannis's first year when he started in 2013, it was Brandon Knight, Middleton, Giannis, Ersan, and Pachulia. And there was at least looks something like what they have now. But those years before that and after the Ray stuff, I mean, the Yi Jian Leon years and the Charlie Bell and the John Solomons and the Bobby Simmons and your Jamal McGlores and your Brian Skinners and your Carlos Delfinos and your Monte Ellis, where you were just trying to convince yourself that that team was good. You look at those teams and then you look at this team, you look at this 40 win team, and you're just, it's almost hard to believe.
Yeah. I mean, the 09, 2010 team that lost in seven to Atlanta, that team wasn't bad. I mean, you got Solomons in that deal, and then you signed
Jennings,
an extension.
Solomons, Delfino, Baumute, Bogut starting at least in the regular season opener.
Yeah, that wasn't horrible, the 09-2010 season. That wasn't bad, and the team that lost and should have beaten the Hawks and got blown out in Game 7. But God, look at that stretch, though. I mean, for the most part, from the time they lost in Game 7 to Philadelphia in 2002 until, you know, a few years after Giannis got here, pretty bad basketball.
Yeah, and guess what station was pounding the turf for the Bucks when they sucked?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what station was doing two-hour post-game shows?
Yeah.
Guess what station was having Larry Harrison's studio for hours taking your phone calls? It was the WSSP.
Yeah, you damn right it was.
All right, and I know it's trendy to hate on our Bucks coverage these days.
Oh, why would you? Why would anybody hate on our Bucks coverage? We talked about that Bucks team for 3.5 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that.
Right.
No, I mean, anybody.
We are siphoning ratings just to appease the Bucks fans.
Yeah, no. It's, we've talked a lot about the Bucks. We never have to defend
Tell me that we don't cover the Bucks.
We don't ever have to defend our stuff. I don't think so. Just like the Brewers, when baseball season comes in September or October, when that pennant race there, I mean, we were right on top of things.
Yeah, we got it covered, especially today. Coming up next, the Packers get an assistant offensive line coach. We'll talk to his high school babysitter.
You mean Butkus?
Actually, no, we are not. Oh. We won't. What we're going to do next is we're going to play some of the highlights from last night. The captain draft yesterday, LeBron James and Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis stole the show. And if you're a guy that is an average NBA fan or even above, and I'm taking you out of Milwaukee, out of Wisconsin, you just follow the NBA, you see some of these Greek freak highlights and you're blown away. But you don't really know the guy that much. Really good look at Giannis last night. Funny, engaging. Mm-hmm. Stealing the show, some of the lines of the year in the NBA last night at the captain's draft.
Here's the deal. I mean, Giannis is a great player, but I've said all along, Bart, I thought, man, this guy is a personality. This guy is funny. His interaction I've seen with the media and his one-liners, and I told you I like that bank commercial he does. I think that just shows you. I mean, you know, hey, it's me, Giannis. You know, like the bank teller is trying to tell him he needs an ID, and he keeps. I mean, just that's a hilarious commercial. But that's just Giannis, man. Giannis, he is not only a great player, but he's probably the biggest personality in the state of Wisconsin.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, name an athlete with who can get it done on the court and is funnier than hell.
No,
nobody. I mean, all due respect to Christian Yelich, great player, but I mean, can you see? I mean, Yelich isn't that. Brett Favre wasn't that way. And Aaron Rodgers certainly wasn't.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll hear from Giannis, the captain's draft, where he stole the show yesterday. Now, crazy the NBA was yesterday. A lot of the talk was about Giannis. It's Chuck and Winkler. More on that coming up next.
Question for Shaq. Can you pronounce Giannis's last name for Giannis, just to make sure the pronunciation is correct?
Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's close enough.
It's kind of in the ballpark.
Is that right, my brother?
No, Shaq.
All right, teach me right quick.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
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 Oh, Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
He said Ant instead would
you,
of Ant.
Would you...
just call me Superman.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Superman is in the building.
Hey, Giannis, you don't want that. He's going to hate on you like he hate on Dwight Howard. You can't take his nickname. Please don't call yourself Superman. He'll go crazy in here.
Funny. People that cover the NBA and have played and it can't still pronounce Giannis's name. Great.
You know, got to start getting Superman t-shirts out the Pfizer Forum with Giannis on the back.
That would be good.
You know, let's start that.
That would be good. I would
new Superman.
Appreciate that.
There's a new Superman, man. Yo, Giannis was, he stole the show. Last night, of course, I'm all ready to watch this thing last night at 6, and the power goes out in Lomira, and it was a blackout for 2 hours. So, and I couldn't watch, I had to go back and watch the rerun somehow and see bits and pieces of it. So I didn't see this firsthand last night.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It was on tape delayed for me.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah, just a blackout. I mean, the whole town was dark because of, I don't know, maybe something was frozen last night. It was a nasty night out. So I was looking forward to watching this all night, and I could only read on Twitter what was being done.
Did the biker gang do it? Isn't there a biker gang in Lomira?
I'm not going to accuse them. I'm never going to accuse those guys doing anything but being nice people. They're good in my book.
So the power went out in Lomira for 2 hours. Did the looting go up last night?
Well, that's what I was worried about. It made sure everything. I couldn't get out of my garage. Here's the deal. I was hoping this power would come on because my car's in the garage, and the garage door's not going to go up, and I don't know how to take my garage door up without the power.
Oh.
So it's like, God, the power better go on because I got to come here and do the show. Thankfully, like around 8:30, it went back on.
Interesting.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, check. Figure it out, dude.
But I, you know, that's my favorite pregame show right there. Those guys right there. And when I heard Giannis was on the set with those guys, I knew it would be good.
Well, what they actually did was the draft happened at 9 o'clock yesterday, or like 8 o'clock our time yesterday morning.
Because Giannis was saying the night before at Pfizer, he says, I got to get up at 6 a.m.
Right.
For the draft.
Right. And they did keep it a secret, but they couldn't do it live because LeBron was in Boston for a game.
Yeah.
The game was on TNT, so they couldn't do it live. Great game, by the way.
It was.
Celtics, Lakers.
How about that? The two were in the Anthony Davis sweepstakes.
Yeah. So the Lakers won last night, so they win Anthony Davis. Is that how it works?
I was thinking that was the winner of that team. No, I still don't think that Boston.
And it was Rondo was that had a
and Rondo, there. Yes.
Oh,
how
man.
About that? Rondo hits the game winner. As far as like last night, I missed the game. I missed this live, but man, there were some good things to be taken out of it. And I don't think the draft is necessary. Here's the deal. When having this draft, this NBA draft, this is like fantasy. Because people, I think, like drafting more, doing the fantasy draft more than actually playing it or trading and wheeling and dealing than actually playing and watch it, following their guys sometimes.
That's true. The fantasy draft aspect is more fun than the actual season.
It just seems like it. And then that's why, too,
you got that right.
You know, the NBA trading deadline, these guys going everywhere, there's more excitement about the trading deadline than there are about the regular season.
That is also correct.
Like, who's going where and this guy, and then all of a sudden the trade is made, and then we take a leave of absence from the NBA until the playoffs.
So the draft last night, Giannis and LeBron draft. Giannis had the second pick. LeBron had the first. He had more votes just by a few. He took Kevin Durant. So LeBron ended up taking all the free agents is what happened.
Yeah, the guys he's trying to recruit.
So Giannis took Durant. LeBron took Durant. Then Steph Curry went to Giannis. Then LeBron took Kyrie, free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis took Embiid. LeBron took Kawhi. Free agent to be. Giannis took Paul George. LeBron took, and then James Harden didn't go to the very end.
I thought that was great. He was like the seventh pick, wasn't
James
he?
James Harden, and then yeah. Giannis ended up with Kemba Walker,
uh-huh.
Who they're going to play in Charlotte, so that should be fun. But Giannis's starters compared to LeBron's starters. LeBron's starters are KD, LeBron, Kyrie, Kawhi, and Harden against Giannis, Curry, Embiid, George, and Kemba.
I thought that was funny that nobody wanted the MVP candidate, James Harden.
Ernie Johnson at one point even said, guys, Harden is still out there.
Exactly.
But they kept going back and forth.
Yeah.
Giannis then in the reserves, so once the reserves were named, he's got the first selection, and he did do what he said he was going to do. He did take Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And then LeBron has a selection, and this is how this plays out.
With my first pick in the second round, I'm going with Anthony Davis.
You sure you want him to be your teammate?
I'm very sure of that.
Isn't that tempering?
No. Shots fired, and you're up.
Tempering rules does not imply on All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Go ahead, freak.
So, my second pick, I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic.
Had his 10th triple-double last.
And then they get back into the draft, but Giannis.
How about EJ calling him freak?
He's a Greek freak.
But no. What have we ever referred to Giannis as freak?
I called him freak a few times yesterday.
He just called him freak. He just says, freak, your turn.
He can be a freak on the court and on the
Giannis.
Show, you know what I'm saying?
Freak, what do you got? I don't know. I've never called him freak.
Uh-oh. We know how Frames feels about nicknames.
Yeah, well, you know, he's the Greek freak, but
if he doesn't come up
for
with
EJ,
them, they're not good.
For EJ, just to come up with him, just calling him freak on the broadcast, I thought was kind of weird.
You sure you want him to be your teammate?
I'm very sure of that.
isn't that tempering?
No.
They just make a complete joke about
it. Oh, yeah. And then LeBron says, no, it's not tampering on All-Star Weekend. That's awesome.
So that's funny. So Giannis there. Then they did fill out the draft. They eventually made a trade after all that. So people were criticizing Giannis for being a bad GM. They said if he wanted to take Chris Middleton, he could have got him later in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on. And then he drafted Ben Simmons with pick 13. Russell Westbrook was drafted by LeBron with pick 16. LeBron offered to trade, and then Giannis said okay.
Yeah, from what I understand, during the break, LeBron wasn't happy that Giannis took his guy, Ben Simmons. And so they talked about it during. I didn't know you can make trades.
Well, they just kind of did it on their own volition, which led Charles Barkley, to say this.
Well, actually, I think the best way to do this for Giannis to trade everybody on his bench for Anthony Davis. I think that'll be it.
We're good over
the
here.
The trade is approved. It's approved on this end.
It's approved.
Unbelievable, the stuff that you can get away with on that show. Hey, nobody's going to hold Barkley or Shaq. No one cares.
Hey, if LeBron, because that's a take on LeBron trying to trade everybody for Anthony Davis before the trading deadline.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Too funny. So Giannis comes up with his team, LeBron with his team. You'll see that next Sunday on TNT. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Are they wearing jerseys that say, like, Team Giannis, Team LeBron? Is that how it is? Are these designed specifically with that, or?
I believe they are black and white jerseys with their team logo on it.
Okay.
So I don't know if it says Giannis on it.
Okay.
But it's one will wear black and one will wear white.
Okay.
The prototypes did come out, but I don't think it's got Giannis or LeBron.
They do have the All-Star stuff at the Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can score that stuff.
Yeah, I saw with Giannis there.
No, because the Bucks are not going to let any money-making opportunity pass them by.
No, they're selling all the jerseys. Right. I feel like every time I go in there, like I'll go in there every couple of games or so before a game, and there's always new stuff in there. I mean, they do a great job just reshuffling that place. I mean, a shirt might be here one day, and then the next time you come to a game, it might be in the back.
414-799-1250. Just want to tell you guys for 30 seconds about Bart's Breakfast Bonanza. It is available at Perkins. You've got a limited time. I'm sorry, guys. You asked me how long does this breakfast deal go for. I don't know yet. I don't know. They won't. I don't think it runs until March, so I would get it yet this month. But Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, it's just $6.99 for 3 eggs and 4 pancakes and 4 slices of bacon and the crispy hash browns. You get that entire meal for just $6.99. Stop into any greater Milwaukee area Perkins location for Bart's Breakfast Bonanza. $6.99, you get the 3 eggs, the 4 pancakes, the 4 slices of bacon, and the crispy hash browns. Again, $6.99 at Perkins. Tomorrow's a Kids Eat Free Saturday after 4 o'clock. You can take the family out. You get a meal. The kid gets a free meal when you purchase one. That is at Perkins Tuesdays and Saturdays. That goes forever. So that's always available at Perkins. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, only available for a limited time. More on the Bucks when we come back, including the return of the Mecca. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
With my first pick in the second round, I'm going with Anthony Davis.
You sure you want him to be your teammate?
I'm very sure of that.
isn't that tampering?
No. Shots fired, and you're up.
Tampering rules does not imply on All-Star Weekend.
Seen if there's a spread out yet on the All-Star game, but I would think that Team LeBron is favored.
Probably.
They've got the better team. They've at least got the better starters. It's LeBron, KD, Kyrie, Kawhi, and James Harden. So basically anyone who's a free agent next year and then James Harden. And then Giannis is going with Steph Curry, Embiid, Paul George, and Kemba Walker. Giannis wanted to take a lot of first-year guys, and he did that with Jokic and then Vukovic. So he took a lot of first-time guys, so that's how it ended up. Bradley Beal was the last pick overall, by the way, who did not want this draft to be televised because he did not want people to make fun of whoever was last. He was last.
The NHL does this similar thing, but they have everybody sitting in a room. They should have had all these guys in one room, which they can't do.
That's obviously too hard, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
unless you do it right before the game, which could be the next step.
Or you do it on All-Star weekend, like the night before or whatever, or that Friday. But having all those guys in the room, and Beal, it came down to Beal and Kyle Lowry to be Mr. Relevant. Now they had, and then, I mean, it softens the blow a little bit because they had Wade and Nowitzki. You had your choice of either one of those guys, and of course, LeBron is going to pick his guy Wade for his team, and Nowitzki goes to Giannis.
So the All-Star will not be this weekend. The All-Star game will be Sunday. What day is that? The 17th?
I think it's a week from this Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, the 17th on TNT. And we'll obviously have our reaction the day after. Hey, the Mecca is back, Chuck, in, well, a different way, but right next to Fiserv Forum in that entertainment block, the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill will open in late April. The same building as Good City Brewing. Brewing.
Okay,
so
this
it's going to be right inside that building.
There's a building that's right next to Modern. As I'm walking to my car, there's a bar restaurant. That's not it, is it?
If it's attached to Good City Brewing.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of Good City Brewing.
There's one that's open now. That's Good City Brewing.
That's okay. That's what I was thinking of. And this one is on the other side of it?
Well, it's attached in the same building.
Okay. But you can't get there from Fiserv Forum. You got to go outside the
I think you have to go outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is all part of the entertainment district. So what's this? I saw they're going to call it the Mecca?
They're calling it the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. They're going to have state-of-the-art audio-visual equipment built around the centerpiece of a 36-foot-high definition screen. Most normal humans call it an HD screen, so I'll say that. Two full-size bars accommodating 600 guests, outdoor seating on both levels, arena-style seating on the second floor, available for private events.
Okay, now the outdoor seating, you're probably not going to use that until May. But
you could have used it this December. We had a 50-degree day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't see too many people on the – they have another beer garden as you walk towards Fiserv Forum that with an outdoor TV that I saw nobody using because, you know, who wants to sit out there and freeze your ass off when you can go inside. But, yeah, no, this is great that they're building. I hope this stuff, though, gets use, and it turns out that this was a good move. In the past – bars along that way with Bradley Center, where that bar that used to be right below the parking structure, it's been 1,000 different names and it's never worked out. But hopefully this one does with the Fiserv Forum right there.
Are you talking about Game Time?
Yeah, God, that was a ton of different names. Just that place was always, you'd walk by there after a game, nobody in there.
How could that place never keep alive?
I don't know.
What else was it called?
Oh, I don't know, but it's been a few different names. And it was dark for a while, and you would think that'd been a prime spot, but it wasn't.
I think I had a drunk makeout night at Game Time once.
Did you? You probably had no problem getting in there. You might have been the only one in there.
No, that night it was packed.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, it was a Saturday night.
Okay.
Maybe 10 years ago? Whenever Game Time was open?
One time going in there before one of Travis Diener's games, we stopped in there and had some beers. And there was like a medium of, it was before a Marquette game and a night game, like a Saturday night game. And that was a decent crowd, not great. Wasn't wall to wall.
That is one of those bars where you walk in, look around, and go, you're open, right?
Yes.
You guys, two Miller Lights, I guess?
Yeah, sure.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More on the Bucks and the trade deadline day yesterday. We made a little bet yesterday, did some props. We got to figure out how we did on those.
That's right.
And I was asked a question by a friend yesterday about the Bucks fever compared to Brewers fever. And we'll get into that, too, next hour as well. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.